Absalom, the reindeer elf, worked in the reindeer barn. He had to clean it every day, and that was rather hard. For it was such a dirty job to mop and slop and scour and scrape every corner, nook and cranny in that reindeer place. Absalom, the reindeer elf, had to keep the reindeer groomed. He had to give them all a bath, and he had to feed them too. Cook their meals, brush their fur, and fill that barn with hay. And every morning, when he woke, he would have to do it all over again. Absalom, the reindeer elf, played nurse and doctor too. He took care of all the reindeer if they were sick or had the flu. He fixed their sleigh, he mended their reins, and if they were sad, he would wipe their tears. He worked his fingers to the bone, but it seemed that no one cared. Of course, the elves in Santa's workshop, they were such a happy lot, singing songs all day long with that jolly, happy Santa Claus. They laughed and danced from toy to toy as if it was such fun, while outside in the reindeer barn was the elf named Absalom. Now, Absalom the reindeer elf, when he heard that happy noise, would wish he was a workshop elf making Christmas toys. But a workshop elf is wise and tall, and Absalom was not. And that was why he was in that barn. Well, that is what he thought. Now, it was on a Christmas Eve when this incident occurred. Santa's sleigh was flying high. There was no reason for concern until the wind came up and the snow came down in a blinding wall of white. And all the reindeer say that it set the stage for the tragedy that took place that night. Through the snow the reindeer flew with neither fear nor fright. But the wind grew strong and stronger still until a blizzard grabbed that Christmas night. And it shook that night, and it shook the sky, and it shook that reindeer sleigh. The reindeer, they could hardly see, and so soon they lost their way. They were tumbling, twisting, turning, topsy-turvy, round and round. They hit the treetops, flipped the sleigh, and smashed into the ground. The reindeer sleigh was broken. It was scattered everywhere. There were parts and pieces on the ground, over here and over there. Christmas toys torn from their wrapping, ribbons tangled in the trees, and there, upon the forest floor, lay Santa Claus. And all could see that he was hurt from the tragic crash, but just how bad, no one would ask. For asking might be finding out an answer no one cared to know. The reindeer gathered round him, each one limping, scraped or cut. And one by one, they called his name.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Get up!
But not one move did Santa make. Not a flicker. Not a sound. And every single reindeer there thought,
what will we do now?
The sky was black. There was no light, no moon or shining star. The reindeer huddled close for warmth around Santa Claus, who was lying there in such a heap of sadness. Pines and twigs caught in his beard. And then one reindeer thought out loud,
if only Absalom was here.
Then suddenly, the reindeer, well, they all began to chant.
Absalom! 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 Absalom!
Suddenly, a star lit up that stormy Christmas sky, and it fell toward the earth and landed there at Santa's side. The reindeer all stepped back and gasped in wonder at the sight of Absalom, the reindeer elf, and the star he brought for light. He placed that star upon a tree, and it filled the Christmas sky. And quickly down with reindeer round, he was there at Santa's side. Then on his knees, the reindeer elf, he breathed a single breath of life into his mouth. And as he did, Santa opened wide his eyes.
"Absalom," said Santa Claus. "Absalom, is that you?"
But Absalom didn't answer. There was too much work to do. He held his hand up to his mouth and let loose the oddest scream that echoed through the forest, through the mountains and ravines. Now that scream, it was a creature call, one he learned when he was young. It was a call that creatures answered to and caused them all to come, and come they did, from hovel hole, from cavern, nest and tree, to offer help to a reindeer elf who was in his hour of need. Within seconds, squirrel and moose and deer were there upon the scene. Raccoon, fox and bobcat came, and every bird from every tree. And every bunny rabbit hopped, and those who had to crawled to take part in the rescue of the reindeer and Santa Claus. Each part and piece of Santa's sleigh was gathered from the wreck and brought to Absalom the reindeer elf, who began to put the pieces back. The reins were mangled, tangled, torn, the runners snapped in two, but Absalom the reindeer elf knew exactly what to do. And so while he worked on Santa's sleigh, the creatures all pitched in to gather up the toys that were scattered by the wind. They put the toys back in their wrapping, they tied the ribbons and filled the sack. By then, that sleigh was as good as new, and so they threw the sack in back. Then they helped old Santa to his feet and up onto the sleigh. The reindeer, they got in as well, wherever they could find a space. Then Absalom, the reindeer elf, he called the creatures round. He placed the reins upon them all and said, "We're taking Santa home." Then up into the driver's seat the tiny elf did climb. He took the reins, and without delay he commanded them to fly. Well, that sleigh took off. It left the ground and headed straight into the sky, being pulled by moose and bunny rabbits and creatures who weren't meant to fly. But fly they did, and how or why is not an answer we need know. You see, the question most important is, did they get them home? Well, yes, they did. They got them home and quickly took them in. Mrs. Claus fed them chicken soup, and then she called to Absalom. She said,
"Absalom, look outside. There are toys still in the sleigh. You have to get back out there and deliver them right away."
Absalom looked at Mrs. Claus. He knew she was in charge. But instead of following her orders, he took his reindeer to the reindeer barn. He tended to their injuries all that night and all the next day. And as for all those toys outside, well, that is where they stayed. Because reindeer elves concern themselves only with what's right. And when taking care of reindeer is all you know in life, then you must do what must be done to make sure those reindeer never come to harm. And so now you know why Absalom works in the reindeer barn.